This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 8/30/2022. Patient's last name is Todd, T-O-D-D. First name is Travis. Date of birth, 12/28/1992. Patient is a 29-year-old male who presents for follow-up regarding lacerated right index finger. He presents today for possible suture removal. He denies any acute symptoms. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T, E-N-T. Patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient has lacerated right index finger, denies any pain or discoloration. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 215 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 145/89, pulse is 66. Respiration 16, temperature 97.9. Physical exam, H-E-E-N-T, P-E-R-L-A, E-O-M-I, tympanic membrane, polygranular erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no thump there. Abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no patient has lacerated right index finger, wound care done, and total of 4 stitches removed from the right index finger. Wound appears healed with no drainage evident, wound closure of antibiotic ointment and a bandage applied. Patient tolerated procedure well and steroid technique maintained throughout the wound care. Reflex is equal enough, no extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, lacerated right index finger, wound care, and suture remover. Next visit only as needed. Next patient, last name is last name is Avila, first name is Andres, A-N-D-R-E-S, date of birth is 11/30/1955, date of service is 8/30/2022, patient is a 66-year-old male who presents for lab results and medication refill. He denies any acute symptoms. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T, E-N-T, patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 198 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 140/81, pulse 64, respiration 18, temperature 98. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, AOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, stiffness, adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no orthopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patients are last labs reviewed with him and indication of elevated cholesterol, total cholesterol level and triglyceride elevation were discussed. Patient's diet, which will include avoidance of high cholesterol in diet, also explained. Patient to continue with current regimen of lisinopril and dutasteride. Okay, diagnosis, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and BPH. Prescription refill. Prescription given for dutasteride, 0.5 milligrams, 1 POQ day, quantity 90. Lisinopril, 20 milligrams, 1 POQD, quantity 90. Follow up in 3 months. Patient also to start omega-3 fatty acids, 2 grams daily for the next 3 months. Next patient, last name is Guerrero, first name is Estela, E-S-T-H-E-L-A, date of birth is 10-12-1961, date of service is 8-30-2022, patient is a 60-year-old female who was seen last week for UTI pyelonephritis. She presents today for follow-up. She denies any, she verbalized improvement in her symptoms, but her urine today also indicates persistent microhematuria and trace of leukocytes. Review of systems, HEENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough, GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion, musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint swelling, physical exam, generally patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, but signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 139.6 pounds, O2 saturation 97%, blood pressure 125/80, pulse is 56, respiration 18, temperature 97.9. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no orthopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4 active, massive bilateral CVA tenderness evident with slight suprapubic tenderness, GU patient, urine urinalysis, urine dipstick revealed slight hematuria and leukocytes. Marsupial pubic tenderness also is evident. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented, times three, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion or erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, UTI pyelonephritis. Patient to continue on Cipro, 500 milligrams, 1 POBID times 7 days. And follow up in 1 week for repeat testing. Increase oral fluids also encouraged for proper hydration. Thank you.